When the war broke out in 1914, the German public clamored for a hero. Few predicted they would find one in Paul von Hindenburg. Here was an obscure retired soldier in his late 60s, an old-fashioned aristocrat whose fighting days were surely over. Yet within 2 years, he would come to control the entire German war effort and later be elected president. His reputation was made virtually overnight. On the Eastern Front, he won victory against the Russians at Tannenberg and at the Masurian Lakes. He went on to conquer most of Poland. In his own eyes and in the public's, he was a living legend. War, he said, suited him like a visit to a health resort. But he was rarely to be found on the battlefield. Operations were left to his mercurial partner, General Erich Ludendorff. Hindenburg's formidable talents were directed elsewhere. As his fame and influence increased, he removed anyone who stood in his way. Defeat was unthinkable. The war would continue to be fought whatever the cost, and it would be fought exactly as he dictated.